WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into a concept that might sound a little counterintuitive at first. Apatheia. You heard that right, indifference. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, isn't that just being emotionless? Stick with me because this is way more nuanced than that. Think of it less like shutting down your feelings and more like learning to navigate life's waves without getting swept away by every little current. Because let's be real, haven't we all been there stressed about a work deadline, freaking out over social media drama, or maybe even just losing our cool because the barista messed up our latte? That, my friends, is where apatheia comes in handy. It's not about ignoring your emotions, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how to respond to them rather than letting them dictate your actions and mood. Think of it like this. You can still feel the heat of the sun, but you don't need to burn yourself just because it's shining. So let's break down 5 key takeaways from understanding apatheia that can seriously level up your life. First, it's about focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when something totally out of your hands goes wrong and you get all worked up? That's a classic example of getting caught up in the uncontrollable. Think about it, you can't control the weather, other people's opinions, or even winning the lottery, though wouldn't that be nice? But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Second, cultivate inner peace through acceptance. Life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like a never-ending game of dodgeball. But instead of getting frustrated and stressed every time something unexpected happens, try accepting it. It doesn't mean you have to like it, just acknowledge that it is what it is and then focus on moving forward. Third, detach yourself from external validation. This one's a biggie. Social media can be a beast, constantly feeding our need for likes, followers, and approval. But remember, your worth isn't defined by how many hearts you get on Instagram. Focus on building genuine connections and pursuing things that truly matter to you, not just what others think is cool or impressive. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can seriously help with apatheia. When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, you're less likely to get caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. So take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, or really listen to the person talking to you. These little things can make a world of difference. And finally, remember that happiness comes from within. It's not something we chase after like a fleeting butterfly. True happiness stems from living in accordance with our values, cultivating meaningful relationships, and finding joy in the simple things. So focus on building a life you love, one day at a time. Okay, real talk. Ever had one of those days where everything just seemed to go wrong? Maybe your alarm didn't go off, you spilled coffee all over yourself, and then you got stuck in traffic. You know that feeling like the universe is conspiring against you. That's when apatheia comes in handy. Instead of letting those little annoyances ruin your whole day, try to take a step back and reframe things. Maybe it was an opportunity to practice some patience or learn a new route home. And remember, even the biggest challenges can be overcome with a little perspective and a whole lot of resilience. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on understanding apatheia. Focus on what you can control, accept what you can't, detach from external validation, practice mindfulness, and remember that true happiness comes from within. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. So enjoy the ride, embrace the ups and downs, and learn to navigate it all with grace, even when things get a little messy. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on apatheia? Share your insights and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way for daily doses of wisdom, inspiration, and real talk. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.